You are listening to Robert and Rachel Zink, Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coaches. The following is the audio from a recent YouTube video. Check out Law of Attraction Solutions on YouTube for the visual content to this audio. Keep soaring high.
Five reasons why the Law of Attraction might not be working for you. Hi everyone, Robert Zink, Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach. And today, we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle flying in the direction of your dreams and your goals. You know, at this channel, Law of Attraction Solutions, we are always focusing on helping you maximize your Law of Attraction power. I want to invite each one of you to visit us at lawofattractionsolutions.com/quiz. And I'll have the address right down below here, but you can take a free Law of Attraction test and kind of find out where you're at in your manifestation skills and powers. But right now we're going to share five reasons why the Law of Attraction might not be working for you. Reason number one, hoping, wishing, and wanting. It sounded like three reasons, but I'm putting them all under number one, hoping, wishing, and wanting. Here's what I hear from people all the time when they contact me. Well, Robert, I just want to make more money. Okay. And so does everyone else in the world. So what are you going to do differently? You see, wanting alone does not get you what you desire. As a matter of fact, for the most part, I have eliminated the word want out of my vocabulary. Well, I'm just wishing that I have a relationship. Wishing alone does not work. Think of all the little children that have thrown a penny or a nickel into a wishing well. They would all have Nintendos and PlayStations and new bicycles and an infinite supply of candy if wishing alone worked. And of course, hope is a positive, uplifting emotion, but hope is just the beginning. Hope has to transform into certainty. In other words, we can't just live in the mindset of hope. We have to transform into the mindset of absolute certainty. So, number one, hoping, wishing, wanting. Number two, living in the future. One of these days, everything's going to be better. One of these days, everything is going to change. One of these days, I'm going to win the lottery. One of these days, I won't be riding the stupid bus anymore. I'll actually have a bicycle. One of these days, I won't be riding this bicycle in the rain anymore. I'll actually have a car. One of these days, I'll have a car that works. You see what I'm saying? You are living in the future. Now, understand, high flyers, it's okay to set plans and goals for the future. But when all you're doing is living in the future, you're not living right now. You're not squeezing the juice out of this present moment. People do that in relationships all the time. They are busy making love or being close or having an incredible day together. And one of them is thinking, well, I wonder what this means. I wonder where it's going. Why not just take that moment and embrace it and embellish it and be grateful for that moment? Because that moment will never come again. That moment will never, ever come again. So every moment that you have is unique unto itself. Focus on present moment experiences, present moment intensity. And the future will tend to take care of itself if you're doing your job in the present. Number three. Well, Robert, I'm trying to be positive. I'm trying? Yoda says there is no try. You either do or you don't do. You either make up your mind right now that I'm going to have a positive mental attitude about my life, about my health, about my finances, about my relationship, about my future, or you make up your mind that you're going to spend the rest of your life trying. Trying is not enough. Stop trying. Start doing. Look at, I'm not saying that I and other people who teach the law of attraction don't have bad days. Anybody that stands in front of one of these cameras and goes, every day for me is just absolutely beautiful because I got Botox. No, listen to me. That's BS. We all have challenges. We're human beings. But you've got to take those challenges and you've got to fly above them like a beautiful eagle. You have to make up in your mind that for every challenge there is, for every slap in the face that you receive, that you also receive a blessing of greater value. Napoleon Hill used to say of equal or greater value. I say every time you run into a roadblock, you will receive a blessing of greater value. I lost everything I had. People took it away from me. I gave it up. Some of it I surrendered. I lost it all. And on Christmas Eve, one night alone in a hotel room, I said, everything that I have lost, I will have back again, and even greater. And to this day, High Flyers, I can look you right in the eye and tell you it's very true. It's very true. And I have the law of attraction in the universe and the blessings of God to thank for it. You have no limits. You have no boundaries. There is nothing that you cannot have. There is nothing you cannot manifest. There is nothing you cannot be. Number four on why the law of attraction may not be working for you. And that is, when is it going to work? I did my affirmations for a whole 2 weeks and nothing happened. And you know what you did for those 2 weeks that you did the affirmations? You sat there every day waiting for it to happen. And that isn't how it works. Because the very fact that you were waiting for it to happen indicates you didn't believe it was really going to happen. You had doubts. And the doubts are what you manifested. Oh, I'm telling it like it is. I'm not going to sugarcoat anything for you. There's plenty of other channels if you like the sugarcoating. I'm giving it to you the way it is. When you sit there and say, when is it going to work? You are choking the energy. You are strangling the flow of current with your doubts and your fears. I know people that I've worked with that they can pull out their phone and look at their phone and say, I'm going to get this person to call me in 24 hours. And it happens. And they don't think twice about it. They don't think twice about it. And there are other people that go, he hasn't called yet. She hasn't called yet. I haven't received the call yet. When is it going to work? It's going to work when you stop wondering when it's going to work. Number five. Oh, this is a big one. This is a big one. Well, Robert, I'll believe it when I see it. The great mystics of all times, including the late, great Dr. Wayne Dyer, said, you will see it right here. You'll see it with your own eyes. when you believe it. When you believe it. I mean, a total. Oh, I got to take a breath. Join me. Bring that light in. Bring that energy in. When you completely believe it, when you surrender all of your fears and all of your doubts, and you say, I choose to believe. I choose to know. It's even beyond belief. It's a knowingness that the seeds that I have planted are manifesting, that the universe has already begun the work. I may not see what's going on behind the scenes. I may not see what's taking place. It may not be visible yet. But because I believe it, I will see it. Oh, you need to go to lawofattractionsolutions.com/quiz. You need to take that quiz today and find out where you stand with your manifesting abilities. It will help you. It's free. It's a gift. We want to give it to you. Take it and do it now. Thank you so much for joining me and our channel. We love you, and we know that only good things are coming to you because you believe in your own personal power. Have a great day now, because you deserve it. Bye-bye.